sincerity is to speak as I think, to do as I pretend and profess, to perform what I promise, and really to be what I would seem and appear to be. Now that's really a mouthful, isn't it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, and bringing you instant inspiration. Now that's going to take more than an instant to say that. Sincerity is to speak as I think, to do as I pretend and profess, to perform what I promise, and really to be what I would seem and appear to be. We talked about this somewhat the other day. It is done unto you according to your belief, according to your actions. Act as though you are and you will be, and all these other good things. So, how do you act? Do you act like a good-for-nothing person? Then you better be that, because that's what you're supposed to be. That's what sincerity would do for you. Do you act like a fool? Do you act like a failure? Then that's what you should be, because you must do as you pretend and profess to be. And are you a poor performer? And do you fail with your promises? Well, then you must follow that routine and be that, and really to be what I would seem or appear to be. So who are you? You see, we ask this of ourselves and of other people. Who are you? And, you know, what do you want out of life? Where are you going? What's your purpose? I was in contact with a dog groomer, not a groomer, but I mean a dog breeder. And this lady is a dog breeder, and she is very much into the Jesus philosophy. And I thought to myself, well, that's really wonderful. But as I read her information, she had about 5 or 6 articles along with selling her dogs about what her attitude was about Jesus. And she is a pure fundamentalist, believing that Jesus will heal us and Jesus will take care of us and Jesus was here to die for our sins, and so therefore we don't have to worry about our sins and all these other good things. And I thought as I read that, my goodness, that's a very loving person, a very loving Jesus-oriented person, but she's given away all the responsibility for her own life, for her own world, for her own experiences, for her own actions, for her own sincerity, for her own pretending, and her own professing, her own performing, her own promising to Jesus. Now, a lot of kids learn from their parents, oh, the devil made me do that. That's the devil in you that did that. Yeah, the devil made me do that, you know? And there is no devil in us. There's only our divine self. Now, if we want to be mischievous, and if we want to be unconscionable, if we want to use poor judgment, then we are using it for ourselves. We are doing it for ourselves. It's not something outside of us that caused us to do that. It's not the devil in us that created us doing that. It's us that created us doing that. Now, parents have given their children so long and so soundly the idea that it's an outside force that controls them. And God's going to look in on you, and Jesus is going to watch over you. You want Jesus to see you doing things like that? You know, those are all perfectly good ideas, except that they do the wrong thing. If a mother were to say, now, if that's the kind of action you want, you know what kind of results are going to come from that kind of action. Is that the way you want to think? What's going to happen thinking that way? When you think that way, then you're going to be surrounded by situations like that. Do you think that you can hurt your sister? Do you think that you can play games on your sister and be mean to your sister? If you do that, you're going to get results for yourself, because then your sister is not going to pay any attention to you. She's not going to give you any gifts anymore. She's not going to be friendly to you, and you're going to have to wing it alone. But if that's what you want, that's okay. Don't you like your sister? Oh, she's all right. I mean, don't you like your sister? Oh, she's all right. The parents never taught them to say, I love her. I love my sister. I love my brother. I love me. And you see, when the parents haven't taught their children to say these things, then they haven't learned to play the game. Now, this Almighty Bruce on this video and this movie, he at one point was talking about the baker. And then he turned to the baker and made a comment. Now, Isn't it true that you spend a great deal of time baking this? I don't know. I wasn't outside. Isn't it true that the children just love these cookies? I don't know. I never see them eating them. Well, play the game. Play the game. Say, yes, they love it. Yes, that's why I bake it. Because I know the children love it. I take it home to my children, and they just gobble it up. Think it's just wonderful. Well, they don't gobble it up. My children don't like these cookies. And so you're supposed to be out promoting something you don't like. You know, you can't do it. You can't be a dualistic person. When the truth is out, you're going to say what is in your heart and in your mind. So I recommend that in our heart and in our mind, we have beautiful things. We have lovely things. We have conscionable things. We have things that are supportive of living a good life and living a full life and living a rich life. We say here, sincerity is to speak as I think. Well, how do you think? Do you think that the world is really bad and the world is really going to pot? Nobody thinks that, really. They think this is a pretty nice world. They think there are a lot of nice people in this world, and there's a lot of nice experiences and activities in this world. They love to go camping in the woods. They love to go running in the park. They love to go sitting in their living room on a soft, comfy carpet and watch TV. They just love to play ball with their brothers and sisters and friends in the backyard. They just love it when their dad comes home and he says, "Well, kids, you all been having a good day?" "Yeah, Dad, come on, let's play ball," you know. And then he goes out there and joins them for a few moments. "Oh, my dad always plays ball with me." Yeah, for a few moments. And you see, what sort of thing are you speaking your word for? Sincerity is to speak as I think. Now, it is to do as I pretend and profess. Now, how do we pretend and how do we profess? You know, little children are great. When mother's not around, she may be on the telephone. And on the telephone, she's not around. She's in the house, but she's not around. And the kids can go up to mama's room, and they can go in her closet, and they can take out of all of her silly clothing and put it on and stand in front of the mirror and say, "Oh, don't I look like mommy? Don't I look wonderful?" You know. And then as they stand there, then they get on the cosmetic line and they start putting the perfume on. And they get the perfume all over mommy's dress. And they get the lipstick all over their lips and the rouge all over their cheeks and over their forehead. And then anything else that's sticking out. And they're just having a ball. Now, what are they pretending and what are they professing? They're professing to be adults. But you see, that's their image of what an adult is. An adult can do those things, but kids can't. Kids are not supposed to use lipstick. Kids are not supposed to use rouge. Kids are not supposed to wear frilly, silly dresses, you know, nightclub dresses or what do you call it, cocktail dresses and stuff like that. Kids are not supposed to do those things. And that's true. Kids are not going to cocktail parties. Kids are not going to dress-up affairs. When kids go to dress-up affairs, their parents dress them in such gosh-awful clothing that they can't have any fun because they can't get dirty. This was always our trouble when we were all dressed up for the company that would come. We couldn't go out and play because outside was dirt. Inside was fairly clean. And so we had to play inside. We didn't like to have company come over. When people came over just like our age to be with us and eat with us and stuff, that was good. But when adults came over as guests, we always had to behave and be different and things like that. And that wasn't always too cool. But we would pretend, we would profess that we were well brought up young boys and girls, and we always did what our mommy and daddy told us, and the friends who brought their kids would say, "Why can't you behave like that?" And they don't know that we'd been well trained. We pretended and professed that which we were taught, and that was not too bad. And to perform what I promise, and really to be what I would seem and appear to be. Now, how do I perform what I promise to be? Well, do you promise to be a good boy? Do you promise to be a good girl? Do you promise most of the time?
Yes.
Most of the time, or yes?
All
the time. Okay, now do you promise? Now, that's a terrible thing to get a kid to say. Now, I know you know how to behave, and I know that you're always doing the right thing at the right time. I know you're a wonderful child. I know that you're cooperative and beautiful. Now, the kid may not have realized he was so good, but you just keep pumping that in there. And when you keep pumping that in there, pretty soon, the kid doesn't want to be different. He doesn't want to be obstreperous. He doesn't want to be outrageous. He doesn't want to be a mischievous kid who is getting into trouble all the time. The only reason he does that, all right, tell me, what's the only reason a child does something silly?
To get attention.
To get attention. You see how quickly you knew that? Just to get attention. So why not let the child get attention doing great things, doing wonderful, supportive things of what is beneficial to him and the family? And so how do we get a child to do beneficial things? We commend them on their ability to do it. We say, well, you put your clothes away so nicely. I'm so proud of you. And get away from it. Stop talking about it now. You know, let it be. And then another time, hey, what happened to your toy? I thought you had a bunch of toys here on the carpet. Oh, you put them away? Whew, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah, I tell Daddy, too, when he's done playing with his toys, he should put them away, too. And you're a good boy. Maybe we should have you teach Daddy about putting his toys away, too. You know, because that makes me so proud of you. And so the kid goes to Daddy and says, Daddy, why don't you put your toys away? And Daddy says, what are my toys? Well, your pipe, your books, your extra clothing that you're wearing that you come in from outdoors and you're going to sit on your chair and relax for a while or whatever, and your toys outside, your rake, your shovel, your hammer, you know, you just leave them on the back step. Why? Aren't they supposed to be in their right place? Well, son, you're right. Come on. You want to give me a hand? Sure. So then the two of them go out there and put everything away. And do you think Papa remembers to do it next time? You bet he does. You bet he does. He doesn't want to look like a silly person in front of his son. And you see, this is happens when we know how to work with people. And to perform what I promise and really to be what I would seem and appear to be. We seem and appear to be nice people. Are we nice people? Then let us always be that. Let us always act that way. Let us always live that way. Let us always express that way. Because the only way we can be nice people is when we believe that we're nice people. When we, sincerity is to speak as I think. You think as a nice person. To do as I pretend and profess. So follow through on what you pretend to be. I'm going to be a fire engine. A fire engine? I'm a fire chief. Okay, fire chief. You know. How does a fire chief act? Oh, he's in charge of the firehouse. And what does he do? He says, okay, it's time for a meal now. Everybody sit down, you know. Now we're going to run for a fire. Hear that bell? Everybody, come on, fire, fire. And they all come running down. Now, what do? Well, you put on your boots, and you put on your pants, and you put on your helmet. Oh, yeah, but that's last. And you put on your jacket, and you put on all these things. Then you put on your hat, and then you grab your axe, and you jump onto the fire engine. And away you go. Well, now, why do you do all those things? Because then you're prepared for whatever the fire may bring to you. And you're able to chop down the front door if you need to let people get out when they're stuck inside, and you can go on in and save them and so forth. And the fireman is always ready. Oh, son, you are so intelligent. You are so wise. You just seem to know all. Where'd you learn all about the fire engine? Well, I read it in My Name is Nancy and My Name is John in my book. It told all about what a fireman does. Well, that's great. You see, I promise and really to be and really to be what I would seem and appear to be. So, do we promise? Are we ready to be? Oh, that's probably ready to be. Ready to be what I really promise to be. Try it. You like it. It's fun. You are who you are. You might as well stand up for it. And if you're going to train little children by being a good example, what do you think it is with other adults? You train them by being a good example. But mainly, you train yourself. And when you are a good example, everybody likes to have you in their life and in their world. Well, you have a wonderful day now, and take that information, that instant inspiration, and play with it, and have a ball. I love you. I love you. I love you.